Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine trying to gauge the health of an economy with a ruler that was calibrated a decade ago. That is exactly the predicament we faced until now with India's wholesale price index. First, the wholesale price index, commonly called WPI, has shifted its base year to 2,223. Moving away from the old 20111 to benchmark, and this change takes effect with the May 2026 data release. What makes this significant is that the basket of goods used to compute the index has been refreshed to mirror today's production and trade patterns. Now, let us understand what a base year actually is and why it needs revision. A price index measures price movements relative to a chosen reference period, the base year, which is assigned a value of 100. Over time, the mix of goods that producers manufacture, traders sell, and consumers buy evolves, older items fade, new items emerge, and quality improves. If the base year remains frozen, the index drifts away from reality, no longer reflecting what is truly bought and sold. Periodic revisions keep the basket and its weights current, ensuring that inflation is measured against today's economic reality rather than a snapshot from 10 years ago. Who, you may ask, compiles the WPI? It is prepared by the Office of the Economic Advisor in the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, which sits under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. In contrast, the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, is compiled by the National Statistical Office under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation. Turning to the differences between WPI and CPI, the two indices serve distinct purposes. The WPI tracks prices at the wholesale or bulk level before goods reach the retail consumer, and crucially, it contains no services component. The CPI, on the other hand, records retail prices and includes services such as health, education, and transport, making it a better measure of the cost of living for households. Why does the RBI anchor its monetary policy to the CPI? Under India's flexible inflation targeting framework, the Reserve Bank of India uses CPI inflation as its anchor because households experience retail prices and services, not wholesale goods prices. The most recent reading shows CPI inflation at 3.9% in May 2026, up from 3.5% in April 2026, comfortably within the RBI's tolerance band. By contrast, the WPI is more useful for tracking input cost and producer price pressures and for deflating certain national accounts aggregates. Now, let us examine the analysis. The shift to a 2,223 base year modernizes the WPI by capturing newer goods and altered weights, which improves the signal it sends about producer-level price pressures. It does not alter the architecture of inflation targeting because CPI remains the policy anchor. Moreover, the revision enhances the comparability of the WPI with other recently robust indicators, supporting a more coherent macroeconomic analysis. Yet the absence of services in the WPI remains its key conceptual limitation, which is precisely why it cannot substitute for the CPI in guiding monetary policy. Looking ahead, base years for major statistical series should be revised at regular, predictable intervals so that the indices stay representative. Aligning the base years of the WPI, CPI, the Index of Industrial Production and the national accounts would strengthen consistency across the statistical system. Continued transparency in the choice of items, weights and methodology will sustain confidence in the official price statistics that underpin both policy and public debate. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The new base year for the Wholesale Price Index is 20223, replacing the previous 2,112 base and becoming effective with the May 2026 data. The WPI is compiled by the Office of the Economic Advisor in the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Ministry of Commerce and Industry. The CPI is compiled by the National Statistical Office under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, and it serves as the RBI's inflation anchor. A crucial difference to remember is that the WPI contains no services component, whereas the CPI does. The CPI reading stood at 3.9% in May 2026, up from 3.5% in April 2026. The purpose of the revision is to update the basket and weights so they reflect the current economy. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For General Studies Paper 3, Understanding Inflation, Index Numbers and Economic Data is core. Examiners frequently test the difference between WPI and CPI, the reason why CPI anchors monetary policy, and the rationale behind base year revisions. The WPI itself is a flagship official index, fitting neatly under the reports, indices, and schemes topic. In sum, the rebasing of the wholesale price index brings India's producer price measurement in line with today's economic structure, while the CPI continues to steer monetary policy. Grasping these nuances not only sharpens your exam answers but also deepens your insight into how India monitors and manages price stability.